This is Greater LA, KCRW's show that connects you to the people and places of Southern California. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Today, we're going to spend some time with the helpers. Remember Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood? Well, Fred Rogers famously got some great advice from his mother about how to cope with tragedy and hard times.
She would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
As you get used to the difficulties of living with the COVID-19 pandemic, maybe you could use a little bit of that hope. Fortunately, there are a lot of helpers to talk about. Like Deanna Duktak. She runs Los Angelitos Panaderia, a bakery in Huntington Park, just south of downtown L.A. It's a family business, still open for takeout under coronavirus guidelines. A couple of weeks ago, Deanna was talking to her sister, who's a high school senior, about all the kids left stranded with schools closed.
She actually brought it to my attention that a lot of these kids depend on 2 meals a day from school. You know, being in Huntington Park, it is, you know, a lower income community. It's a heavily Hispanic community as well. And it's something that, you know, part of our culture, part of our community, what can we do to help support? And knowing that these kids were now not being able to get, you know, their 2 meals a day, or their parents weren't able to leave work, or being able to care for them or anything like that, just a lot more hardships on them than what probably is already going on in the home. I kind of just thought to myself, what can I do?
Well, what she decided to do was feed those school kids with bread from her family bakery. Pan Dulce, free to school children ages 5 to 13 at lunchtime every weekday.
It's part of our culture, pan dulce, you know, that sweet bread. It's something that you wake up and you have it with your cafe or your champurrado or anything like that. It's big in a Hispanic household, or especially in a Mexican household.
Deanna's providing a little comfort food to families like that of Jocelyn Cortez, who has a 9-year-old and an 11-year-old.
And then, well, they are laying off a lot of people too. So my husband got laid off. So we're both at home, not working, and it's pretty tough right now.
The bakery is offering up bread, rolls, cookies.
I know a lot of schools and a lot of different locations are offering meals, but having that extra option, that sweet little option to make sure that, you know, they get that little smile on their face at the end of the day. I mean, if they want to come in and grab the happy face cookies or the sprinkle cookies or the chocolate chip cookies, I mean, any kid wouldn't say no, you know, to a free cookie.
Now, since Los Angelitos rolled out its program, Duktak says they've served more than 100 students from the area. The offer, she says, will continue to stand until at least May, when LA Unified says it might open its doors back up to students.
Introducing the KCRW donation car, designed to be recycled. This first-of-its-kind vehicle will save you time, space, and hassle by disappearing. Enjoy the luxury and comfort of turning your underused car into a donation worth hundreds, even thousands of dollars. The KCRW donation car, already in your garage, driveway, or on cinder blocks outside your house. Act now at kcrw.com/cars.
Onward now with Greater LA on KCRW. I'm Steve Chiotakis. A lot of folks are stepping up in the wake of these trying times, and there is incredible focus, with good reason, on the nation's already stretched and about to be inundated healthcare system. Countless workers are in desperate need of supplies given the rush of new patients in their emergency rooms and in their ICUs. They have to take care of people with a super contagious virus while making every effort not to get that virus themselves, which would then strain the system even more. Gloves, masks, face shields, hand sanitizer, all for nurses and doctors on the front lines of this pandemic. Well, to help, the writer and director of the 2019 film The Farewell is throwing her star power behind crowdsourcing equipment for those medical warriors in need. And Lulu Wong got the ball rolling last week with a tweet. Lulu, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
You obviously saw the need, and you reached out to your followers on Twitter. What was the initial ask, and what was the response?
Well, it really came through a friend of mine whose sister is a doctor, an ER doctor, and they, you know, asked several of us to amplify the message and the request. And, you know, for all the nonsense that we use social media for, I was really happy that for once I could use it to do some good, because my followers really came through. We got, you know, up to 1,000 masks, 1,000 pairs of gloves. So it was really successful in a very short period of time.
So you and your friends were on sort of this clearinghouse effort to get those things in need to the people who needed them the most. We know that that those workers are on the front lines in need of PPEs. These are personal protective equipment. What do you think are the most important supplies that you're seeking? What are hospitals and staff, do you think, needing most?
I think that the priority right now are the N95 masks and surgical masks as well. Masks, I think, are the biggest thing right now that there's a shortage of, because people were, doctors and nurses were reusing the same mask. And that really increases the chance for, you know, being infected. And these masks are not made to be reused and washed. And so they just need enough supply that all of this, these resources can be single use.
Have you spoken to anybody, any of the doctors or the nurses that you're donating these items to? What are they telling you? And obviously, I'm sure they're very appreciative of it.
Yeah, well, we've gotten a lot of photos from them with the masks on, and they're definitely appreciative. And I think that for them, it just feels psychologically, emotionally valuable to feel like people care. Because I think the worst part is that they're putting their lives on the line, and it feels like nobody cares. And ultimately, it's really the responsibility of the hospitals and of the government to get these supplies to them immediately. And because that wasn't happening, they just really felt like they weren't being taken care of properly.
You know, Lulu, this has been such an organically born grassroots effort. I mean, since we reached out to you last week, it seems like you've gotten this overwhelming outpouring of donated gear. Has that inspired you to continue to maybe ask for other supplies too?
Yeah, absolutely. Because we're actually trying to transition away from this grassroots effort for the hospitals, because there's just not enough. So I've gotten so many emails from people saying, I saw what you did on Twitter and you got all these masks to this hospital and other supplies. I have a brother, I have a best friend, I have a, you know, whoever who that's working at a hospital that has also asked them to procure their own equipment. How do I do that? How do I do what you did? And I offered to amplify their message. But, you know, I think that you can only do so much for healthcare professionals in this kind of grassroots way. And we're really trying to have a system in place where the hospitals are able to collect the donations directly. But yeah, I'm definitely thinking about smaller ways in which we can help those of us with social media platforms, ways to collect resources for those who need it. So I'm looking for ideas, and I definitely want to be helpful as much as we possibly can.
You said you felt the appreciation right from the people that you're helping. What does it feel like for you to know that you've done this service for all these healthcare workers who are feeling, I mean, inundated, desperate right now?
Look, I haven't done that much. You know, I'm really glad that I was able to help. But there's a lot of friends who started this campaign to help, who were actually driving around and in direct contact and making drop-offs and collections. And, you know, I think they're the ones that are really heroic for doing this. And I'm just glad I could, you know, be behind my computer and use what resources I do have, which is my time and my social media following, to help. But honestly, it's also really frustrating and really sad, because the number of people who have messaged me saying, we also need this help, can you help us too? And I feel kind of powerless to help. And I can give them, you know, instructions of what we did, and hopefully they can replicate that. But I just hope that the hospitals really step up.
You know, we're really trying to help those healthcare workers. I think that's where the greatest need is. And we see that from coast to coast in this country. But I know also these are not normal times, obviously. A lot of folks in Hollywood are currently out of work because production on sets have, you know, come to a screeching halt. Do you have the fortune to still be working on something right now? And how do you see Hollywood recovering from this?
It's tough. I mean, I feel really, really lucky. I'm currently running a writer's room, and I have been since last December. And so my writers and I have all been communicating and how grateful we are to be working on this show, because it is one of the few jobs that allows us to work from home and we can keep making progress. I know a lot of other friends who are about to start production or in production, their projects have been halted. And it's so difficult to get all the stars to align on a project, you know, getting the actors and the financing, everything in place, that when you halt something like this, it's difficult to know whether it comes back or not. And my brother's in the restaurant industry and he's been laid off. And so it's anybody who has the blessing to work from home, I think, is really blessed.
I mean, it certainly is a time to reflect, right, on the things that are really important to all of us. I want to thank you for what you're doing and reaching out and stepping up, really, in helping this really trying time for all of us. Lulu Wang, writer and director of the movie The Farewell. Her Twitter address is at Thumbelulu. That's Thumbelulu. Thumbelulu. Lulu Wang, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Onward now with Greater LA on KCRW. I'm Steve Chiatakis. While this may be a time of being physically distant, it's also a time of leaning, metaphorically, on people around you. People are coming to the rescue in many ways. Some folks are even advertising those services in old-fashioned ways. Take, for example, a printed sign on a white piece of 8.5 by 11 paper that was taped to a West Side tree. The sign says, quote, "Any neighbors of ages making you more vulnerable to or cautious of public places, needing groceries, supplies, pets walked, chores handled, etc., please feel free to reach out to me if I can help shop for you, walk your dog, remove the trash from your driveway, etc., and I will do my best to accommodate you." The author of that sign is a man named Ian Snook, and he's here right now with me to talk about the giving spirit in a time of a national emergency. Ian, welcome.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate you having me on.
What prompted you to put up the signs? Is there more than one sign?
Yeah, actually, I just walked around my immediate neighborhood over on Euclid and just walked around to the various apartment complexes. There's a lot of apartments over there, so there's multiple people living at each complex. And I saw, like, it wasn't my idea. I actually saw it on Instagram. I saw some of my friends posting it, that some of their friends had done it at their complexes. I don't know if they did it as widespread around the neighborhood, but I typically work 50, 60 hours a week. My work has dropped significantly. I'm still able to go do some work with my other job as well still. But in the downtime, I've been trying to find ways of selfishly keeping myself busy so I don't get stir crazy, but also I think we all have an obligation, whether we want to acknowledge it or not, to help those that are more vulnerable than us.
You said you have a job that it's been scaled back a little bit. Explain that.
So I'm a med device rep for a reputable spinal implant company, Zimmer Biomet, and I just essentially go into surgery with various spine surgeons in my territory across the West Side, down in the Long Beach. And as you know, most of us know, they've been watching television, they've asked that non-emergent elective procedures be canceled. And that's for the most part occurring, you know, at least across the LA area, down in Orange County. And so we're still doing some surgeries with them. However, it's more of an emergent, even so traumatic nature that we're going in. So I still have surgeries that I'm going in on a couple of days a week. But in between then, you know, I have a lot of downtime, and I'm the type of person that I don't like to sit still. Like, I don't like to feel like I'm not doing something productive. And this seemed like the obvious, you know, clear-cut choice to try and find ways of helping out, you know, in a time like this.
Well, explain a little bit about helping out in a time like this. Like, what are the other ways that you're helping? Do you volunteer your time in other ways?
So I actually, I went and gave blood yesterday. And I was hoping I could give more blood, but I haven't been able to get blood in a long time because I had I lived in Africa when I was younger, and I got malaria when I was doing volunteer work over there, and so I wasn't able to get blood for the longest time. And finally I was like, you know what, it's got to be past that time. So I went in, they said everything was cool, so I donated blood yesterday. That I can only do, I think you can only do it every 56 days, but you can get platelets. I'm set up to do platelets tomorrow, actually, about to reschedule it because I actually had an add-on surgery going on tomorrow, so I'm going to reschedule that. But I worked with Meals on Wheels today and drove a route for them, and the people that I brought the delivery meals to were the most grateful people I've experienced in such a long time.
Meals on Wheels is it's an organization that delivers food to those who are in need, elderly people, certainly disabled people. But this sign, as far as the sign goes on the tree, what kind of response have you gotten from that?
So as far as the sign goes, unfortunately, I haven't actually had anyone give me a call. I worry that, you know, people are very weary of scammers out there. And so, you know, I left my number. I didn't leave my last name, but it's in my email that I put on there too. And I didn't know how much, I was trying to balance how much information to leave to make it seem legit versus me putting my social security number down and like being too vulnerable of information. There's kind of a balance that I feel like I can help out people. I still have to be wary of my own health and my exposure to other people. But if I can help, you know, a couple of neighbors in my neighborhood from them having to go out and expose themselves, I think that's, you know, it may be a small victory. It's still, you know, it's still a win. It's still helping somebody out.
And a block down from where you are, where the signs are on those trees, there's the Good Shepherd Healthcare Center, which is a nursing home. Did you offer any services to the people there, to the patients there?
You know, I have not. I have talked to them before. I have not walked down there because of my fear of the risk of exposing anybody. Nursing homes, from my understanding, I worry about any exposure to them. I would love to go help them. I've talked to them before. There's a guy that I see sit out in the sun every day that I've talked to, that I've offered to like take on walks. They didn't want me to take them on any walks, but that's actually a great idea, and to go down there, or actually I probably just will call them ahead of time.
You mentioned that in your line of work, elective surgeries are obviously being foregone to allow for more serious COVID-19 patients. A lot of people are getting laid off or losing work in this tanking economy. Sounds like, you know, you're not in the best position either. Are you concerned about your own economic circumstances?
I am. I think there shouldn't be anyone that's not concerned at this point. But I've had a very good run, and not to make that sound definitive, like it's going to be done after this. But you know, it's been a great job. I have been able to save up a fair amount of money. I am still nervous about, you know, my future. However, at this point, I know a lot of people who, especially in the service industry, like I feel for the people that have lost their jobs from like the restaurant industry where they're doing hourly pay. Like some of us, you know, a fair amount of us are on salary. And now whether or not we're getting those full salaries is, you know, dependent on the companies we work for and depending on how long this goes. But hourly workers, like I've fully stocked my freezer with food and I haven't touched it yet because I'm trying to support the local businesses by doing takeout as much as I can. And, you know, while we can still use it, you know, we have the benefit of using what we have out there and not our reserves, but also being able to put some cash flow into these restaurants in my neighborhood that I, you know, really enjoy going to, that I really hope don't go under.
Do you think that this is going to inspire other people to volunteer as well? Maybe they'll see the sign and maybe not need assistance themselves, but think, hey, maybe this is something that I can do for other people as well.
I would hope so. I think that's also, you know, a secondary goal of it is to help inspire other people to do so. I know I am easily inspired when I see other people doing acts of kindness. And so I would hope that people would want to do that, especially now we have so much, most of us have so much time on our hands. We got to stay sane somehow. And this is kind of serves two purposes of helping out other people. And it gives us some purpose as well. And some change of scenery from just, you know, sitting inside and either watching Netflix or reading, or, you know, I've been doing a lot of work training online. But yeah, I would hope overall, to answer your question, I would hope that other people would see this and be like, you know, there's something I could do
Well, we certainly know in bad situations, the best of people, it comes out. And we thank you for your support, for your help of your neighbors, too. Ian Snook, a resident from Santa Monica, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks a lot. You guys stay safe, and I appreciate it.
All right, I'm joined now by Christian Bordahl with a little feedback and information about volunteer opportunities. Hi, Christian.
Hey there, Steve. How's it going?
I'm doing all right. We're in the West LA studio over here. You're in the Santa Monica studio. So let's talk about this situation that we have. Hearing Ian Snook and the volunteerism and the neighbors that are helping neighbors, it's so encouraging.
Blown away by Ian Snook. It's so great to hear about his willingness to put himself out there for his neighbors. And, you know, he mentioned that he's giving blood. I talked to the Red Cross today. They've had thousands of canceled blood drives across the country because of the pandemic. But they've been doing a big push over the last couple of weeks. That's been paying off. And the next 2 weeks, as Ian said, are actually full up. But that's partly because of social distancing, and they have fewer beds now for people. So that means that they really need people to go ahead and sign up after the next 2 weeks to start signing up for those spots, 2 weeks or to a month out, so that they make sure that they can keep that that necessary blood going. And by the way, the Red Cross is also a big source of food for those who need it in the region. And they've been working closely with the LAUSD. The LAUSD has these sites where, I think there's 60 plus sites where LAUSD students can go and their families can go to get the meals that they would normally be getting at school. Since they're not home, they're not getting them there, obviously.
Of course.
So in the past week, they have given out 1 million meals to those 600,000 plus students in LAUSD who are eligible for meal help. So a lot of that going on.
A lot of volunteers, Christian, you say, that are in need to help people with food, or whether it be with shelter or getting the essentials to the people who really need them. But people are also being told to stay at home, right?
Yeah, exactly. And one of the things that I also spoke to David May, who's the Marketing and Communications Director at the LA Food Bank. And I spoke there with the CEO, Michael Flood, as well. And they told me that their food distribution is already up about 20% from the baseline, which, by the way, is they give out about meals to about 300,000 people a month at the LA Food Bank. And as you say, they are losing volunteers because people are being told to stay home. So their response is, you know, the food bank is considered an essential service, so they will stay open. And they're making every effort to keep the people that come in there safe. They're giving them gloves, they have sanitizer, all that kind of stuff. And not only that, but they have set up all the volunteers so that they are standing at least 6 feet apart for that social distancing that's so important. But for anyone who is scared to come out and volunteer on site, or of course there are a lot of older people or people with pre-existing conditions that make them vulnerable to COVID. So for those people, if they're able, they can also donate cash. Because there is such a shortage of volunteers, the LA Food Bank has had to augment by paying people from temp agencies to do some of that work. So if you can't come out and volunteer your time, if you donate money, that'll help to pay for some of those temps. And, of course, it'll help to pay for some of the food that they give out as well.
Well, let's talk about the food, Christian. Do they have enough food to give out to the folks in need?
In fact, David tells me they do have a good supply of food going right now. They have a few shortages on a few food types, and they're buying those in where your donations will help. But for the most part of it sounds like they're in pretty good shape with the food right now.
They just need the volunteers, right? They need the volunteers
exactly.
To get out there
That's
and the to help.
They've got all the food. They need the volunteers to come out there and help provide it to the people that need it. And by the way, I saw a great tweet today from Metamucil Pappy that said, "Might volunteer for the LA Food Bank during this crisis. My extroverted self can't just sit in the house and do nothing."
You know, and that's what a lot of people, they feel like they're helpless. I know you might be sitting at home right now listening to this, where you have been doing something else during this time of the day, or listening to the program in your car or some other way, and you're thinking, gosh, I'm just here and I feel I can't really leave, I can't really do things. But there are volunteer capabilities. There are abilities for you to go out there and socially distance, physically be distant from your neighbor while helping your neighbors. As a matter of fact.
And that's really important, you know, that people who are going out there to volunteer in any way, these volunteer organizations are really careful about this. They know that they don't want people
sure
to volunteer and feel like they're in danger, and so they're doing everything they can to try to keep people safe as much as possible. Yeah, go ahead.
I do want to interject, Christian, because we talked to Lulu Wong earlier. If you'd like to donate any personal protective equipment for healthcare workers, N95 surgical mask, gloves, goggles. Lulu's still looking for donations. There are drop-off locations and times from today through Saturday. Info about exact dates and locations coming up on our site, our website, a little later this afternoon. Or you can check out Twitter at Patty On. That's PattyAhn. Christian Fordahl, thank you.
Absolutely.
That's going to do it for us. Join us Monday through Thursday at 1 and 6:30 on KCRW. We're online at kcrw.com/greaterLA. How you doing through all of this pandemic? We're going to help you and guide you through it. We're all going to need some help through this. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for your ears and your time. Have a great day.